Gospel reading is taken from St. Luke, chapter 22, beginning to read at verse 1. Now the festival of unleavened bread, which is called the Passover, was near. The chief priests and the scribes were looking for a way to put Jesus to death, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, called Iscariot, who was one of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers of the temple police about how he might betray him to them. They were greatly pleased and agreed to give him money. So he consented and began to look for an opportunity to betray Jesus to them when no crowd was present. Then came the day of unleavened bread, on which the Passover lamb had to be sacrificed. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying, "Go and prepare the Passover meal for us, that we may eat it." They asked him, "Where do you want us to make preparations for it?" "Listen," he said to them, "when you have entered the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him into the house he enters, and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks you, where is the guest room? Where may I eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room upstairs, already furnished. Make preparations for us there." So they went and found everything as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover meal. Well, this reading follows on from this morning's reading, where the appointed gospel shows us the devotion of Mary as she used expensive perfume to anoint Jesus' feet. It was an act of devotion which led Judas to question the wisdom of wasting something like this. After all, the money could have been sold and given to the poor. Judas always comes to the fore in the readings of Passiontide and Holy Week, and he's here again tonight. His mind is made up. He has spoken. He's going to speak to the authorities. The man of calculation is in action again. But this gospel tonight really splits into two distinct sections. Judas's agreement to betray Jesus, and then the preparation for the Passover meal. I want to think about the latter, the preparation of the Passover meal. And so we find ourselves temporarily fast-forwarded into Holy Week, Jesus' last days on earth. And here we find very specific instructions for this Passover meal to take place. There is so much detail in Luke's account of this event. Why are we given such information about getting this meal prepared, when it would have sufficed for Luke to simply say, "And the Passover meal was prepared"? It shows Jesus in control. The city would have been packed with visitors, and Jesus needed to be able to meet his disciples in privacy and in a specific place that would be safe. While Jesus ultimately was not safe, it was important to him that this meal was going to be shared, and nothing must get in its way. In the following pericope of Luke's Gospel, we're told Jesus took his place at the table, where he told the apostles, "I have eagerly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer." When we're eager about something, we are less likely to leave things to chance. And Jesus is taking no chances here. Everything is set up very carefully. He is in control. The obvious sign for Peter and John to go to the right place was in the water carrier meeting them. To carry a water jar was a woman's job. You just didn't see men do it. This simple task of a male servant carrying a water jar became an important piece of the jigsaw in this unfolding story of salvation. This servant was the key for the disciples to find the right room for the meal to take place. And what of the meal itself? Luke simply tells us that the disciples, they prepared the Passover meal. Did they really get the lamb and roast it and provide everything else? Did they really make sure all the furniture was set up and the right cushions were available for what would be quite a large gathering? They might have been heavily involved, but I don't think they did everything. Other servants would have been involved. there were certainly more unnamed participants in this unfolding story of salvation and carefully executed plan to accomplish this meal that Jesus wanted so badly to share with his friends. What can we take from this? I think the message is quite simple. In the details of church life, the little jobs, the jobs that are not so glorious, the things that just happen behind the scenes at a practical level, unnoticed by many, but also important. The Spirit of God is at work in the church in the obvious and the less obvious. The work of the kingdom is here too. At the very heart of our own worship is the regular reenactment of this last meal Jesus shared with his friends. It's the privilege of being able to come together and share in the Eucharist as our Lord commanded us to do. Behind that regular act of devotion and worship underlies so many necessary, practical things that enable us to host that service in the first place. The provision of music, lighting, a place made safe by things being done, such as simply servicing fire extinguishers, staff turning out to give service sheets with a friendly welcome. These are the everyday things that are also necessary for God's work to continue. Mary, who gave of her very best in anointing Jesus' feet with the most expensive perfume available, we too are invited to give of our best in the glorious and not so glorious stuff of the kingdom. Amen.